How I long for my home in Montana. I am tired of the highways that I roam. Oh, the great golden west is the land that how I long for that land of shining mountains, where they rise in the blue of heaven's dome. Many years I have spent in that place of sweet content. Those mountains call me back to my Montana home.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Perception Management with Keith Rogers here in beautiful Western Montana. Hello to Gator there, too. Good show, Gator. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, or if you can't afford it, 1-800-313-9443. But as usual, I have a lot of material. But I hope to get through most of it before callers might want to call in. Today is Sunday, the 21st day of February, 2021. And I have a special note here. Two of them, actually. My knees are killing me, and I'm not even a politician. And
you live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems a certain voodoo priest who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
There you go. So, hey, tonight's theme is cold case files, and I'm going to lap two things over here together here so that you can understand what's going on here. And I wanted to delve into a subject that I care a lot about. Due to the fact that I hate lies. I used to get the crap beat out of me if I lied, or at least got caught. Anyway, as you all know, when you tell one lie, you wind up having to tell more lies to cover up the first lie. One of the biggest lies was that of following the narrative of the 9/11 scam against the Iraqi people as well as the American public. Lies that were told in order to wage war on the Iraqi people and the propaganda to get the American people to accept that all was done in our names. And I'll start with censorship and our only hearing one side of the story, just as we are seeing today in this administration. Oh, boo-hoo, right? With all the social media platforms now removing content, the deplatforming of many, and those cute little fact-checkers out there, oh, aren't they so cute, who are, for the most part, lying to keep an agenda going. Call them Snoops or anyone else you want, or Snopes, or what do you want. Anyway, I have a few clips tonight here. A few of them are going to be from the Iraq War, which are very, very important, and I want you to pay attention to what's said. Got it? Okay, so I'll start with Operation Persuasion. And this is only a 2.5 minute or 2 minute 50 second clip there, but I want you to listen to what's said here in the background, okay? Because it applies to you. Oh, this is BBC, by the way. Can you hear the music?
Meanwhile, images from the embedded correspondence kept rolling in.
This was hard, relentless driving, taking the column 120 miles deep inside Iraq.
Never has a mechanized force moved so fast and so far.
But not all portrayed invincible forward motion.
7th Cavalry was moving forward through a city which we can't identify at this point. They took some fire from Iraqi units, actually a small group of soldiers. The 7th Cavalry had to call in artillery. I hope you can see in the distance the huge plumes of smoke going up behind us. They've turned us around.
The resistance may not have been especially effective, but despite all the efforts of Operation Persuasion, by Sunday night, only one understrength army division had surrendered. Viewers had seen only small groups of captured troops. We've been told that the Iraqis, especially in the south, would welcome liberation from their tyrannous oppressor.
There's no indication of that. The Iraqis, or at least some of the Iraqis, seem to be defending their country against an invasion.
General Tommy Franks insists that we're not seeing the full picture.
We have, with certain knowledge, the fact that that thousands more have laid down their weapons and have gone home.
There have been other images the coalition would rather not have screened. From the BBC in Baghdad, for example.
This may be something the Iraqis want us to witness, but this does not make such scenes any less distressing.
Al Jazeera has been airing images of the dead as well as the civilian wounded. Even if so far the numbers of casualties seem to be small, such images inevitably fuel the worldwide protests. There's a lot still lying ahead across the desert. If resistance collapses in the next few days, Operation Persuasion will have been a triumph, and reporters may find themselves embedded for many a conflict to come. If it turns out that Iraqis are determined to fight, Operation Persuasion will have failed in Iraq and the wider world. Its authors will be judged to have miscalculated badly and to have persuaded only themselves.
Well, this recording goes on, and later, this town he couldn't identify, to security issues, they would speak about how the women and children and a lot of men would run into this one like bomb shelter, and upwards of 5,000 were killed as the U.S. used one of their precision guided missiles. Anyway, this one here is about terror levels. You remember those red, yellow, and other cute little terror level things they kept flashing on the screens all the time, that, oh, we're under attack. Oh, America, we're under attack. Well, let's learn more about these terror levels.
Every time he used to elevate the level of danger from yellow to orange to violet or purple, I don't know what, okay, so as to make the Americans always feel that they are under siege and there's a threat, and this threat was represented by Saddam Hussein and Iraq. This guy could develop weapons of mass destruction and give them to Osama bin Laden to attack us. So when you, a polling institute comes to you, do you feel threatened? You're bound to say, yes, of course I feel threatened. Do you know that this threat comes from a guy called Saddam Hussein? Huh? Is it? So nuke him.
Yes, they failed to get Saddam. See, what they were hoping for is 40 cruise missiles falling on Baghdad, then 400 paratroopers going in and finishing the job. Well, that failed.
They bombed this place in northern Iraq.
Smashed completely.
Pulverized.
Dead bodies in mass. I mean, why?
We got the pictures and we showed them.
We showed the pictures.
But we
of course, we'll get grief from the Americans for showing these pictures, because we'll be inciting rebellion and we'll be basically instigating anti-American sentiments. I mean, I'm sorry. They can't have their cake and eat it. I mean, yeah, okay, you are the most powerful nation on earth. I agree. You can defeat everybody. I agree. You can crush everybody. I agree. But don't ask us to love it as well.
But the question is, who's going to stop her? Or to stop the United States? Who's going to do that? You need a new new group. You need a powerful group.
The United States is going to stop the United States. I have absolute confidence in the American Constitution. And I have absolute confidence in the ability of the American people.
Well, now why would Al Jazeera be quoting the U.S. Constitution, no foreign entanglements, and talking about the American people rising up? Then on the other hand, we had Bill O'Reilly out there saying, if you can't support our troops, then shut up. Then we have the IG report of 300,000 deaths of U.S. military, the military suicides exceeding 60,000, the current ones. So is that a show of support? The ideal here is propaganda and how they use it. A special unit was set up in Iraq to persuade the American people that this is what was good for the democracy of Iraq. Over 1 million dead. Those in Iraq who believe that the American people armed with our own constitution would stop the war and the illegal occupation of Iraq. Now it's moved to Syria. Then it went to Libya. Here we are 18 years later and the occupation continues. The illusion of democracy is fading. In fact, look at America today. Rigged doesn't even show the tip of that iceberg. Remember the French underground of World War II I've cited here before and how they fought the illegal occupation of the German forces. They were called heroes, not insurgents. And as you've heard, these people loved their country. They fought for their country, and here, just like today, patriots are called domestic terrorists. There is no difference with today's COVID-1984 and new variants of a virus that has never been isolated and keeps popping up all over. Fear! I'll get to this shortly, but first I have more that I'd like to disseminate first. You can see why Julian Assange is still imprisoned and the U.S. and its coalition partners in war crimes goes after those who expose the truth. Now, let me see my timing here. I have another one here. This is the backside of the collateral murder video. And this is from a soldier and why we probably have so many suicides.
One of the first things I remember hearing was a little girl crying. And I knew that the cry was coming from the van that was there. And I ran up to the passenger side door with one of the privates who was with me. And we looked inside the van, and the private that I was with started vomiting and ran away because he couldn't bear to look at the children the way they were. What I saw was a little girl, she was probably about 4 years old, sitting on the bench seat with a severe belly wound and glass in her hair and in her eyes. She couldn't blink or close her eyes, and she was crying like it wasn't a pain cry. It was a cry that me having children, knowing that my daughter was the same age as this little girl, waking up from a horrible nightmare in the middle of the night, and it was almost blood curdling. Next to her, in the middle of the bench seat, half on the floorboard, with his head resting on the bench seat, was a boy about 7 years old. I immediately thought he was dead because he had a severe wound to the right side of his head. And in the driver's seat was who I assumed was the father, the way he was hunched over them in a protective manner. And he was completely destroyed. There was no way that he had survived. I grabbed the little girl out of the van, yelled for a medic, and we took her to the house that was directly behind the vehicle, where I took off my gloves, got water, and rinsed the wounds, checked for any exit wounds, other wounds that she might have had, and was picking glass out of her eyes with my hands so that she can blink. That's when in the video you can hear the medic say that there's nothing else we can do here. She needs to be evac'd. He takes the little girl and he runs her to the Bradley. I go back outside to the van, and I don't know actually why I went to the van. I thought that the boy was dead and the father was dead, but when I went back out there, the boy took a labored breath, and that's when I started screaming out that the boy's alive, the boy's alive, and I picked him up in my arms and started running towards the Bradley with him, the whole time telling him, you know, it's going to be okay, don't die, don't die. And at this point, he looked up at me, his just for a split second, then his eyes rolled back into his head, and at that moment, I thought he had died in my arms. But I got him to the Bradley, and when I took him to the Bradley, my commanding officer, or my platoon leader, was there, and he told me that I needed to quit worrying about these MFing kids and to go pull security. At the time, the only thing I could think of was, you know, Roger that, and I went to pull security. While sitting on the rooftop, I could hear them firing the Hellfire missiles into houses. I saw the pictures of the families that were in these buildings. There were no armed men in these buildings. They were just families, women, children, who were killed. I got back to the FOB later that day, and I remember thinking to myself, I was like, there's no way that we did that. You know, it had to have been the men on the corner. There was one guy who had an RPG and one guy who had an AK-47. And, you know, from being over there, you're like, okay, well, these guys are obviously insurgents if they have weapons, not knowing that these other men were cameramen. And what frequently happens in Iraq is if there's a person with a camera, people will come out of their homes and say, hey, look at me, this is what I have, put me on TV, put me on the news, make me famous, now pay me for my picture. There was no RPG rounds in the RPG. So that, to me, my reaction is that I don't think that they were armed to fight us. They were just showing off for the cameramen that were there. But later on that night in the fog, while I was washing the blood of the children off of me, I couldn't really cope with it. I was having a hard time dealing with the fact that we did that. The Apaches did that. So I went to my staff sergeant who was in my line, in my chain of command, and I told him, I think I need to see mental health. I need to go talk to somebody because I'm having a hard time dealing with what I had just seen, what I had witnessed, what I was a part of. And he laughed at me and told me to get the sand out of my vagina and to quit being a pussy and to suck it up and to be a soldier. And so, you know, you kind of like, okay, well, there's nothing else I can do. So you just kind of do. You kind of suck it up. You push everything down. You bottle it up. But that anger and that rage sits inside you, and it gets to the point where it just bubbles over, and you get so angry that you start yelling at people who don't deserve it, family members, your privates, soldiers who are your brothers. And, you know, that was just one incident. And I've been saying this for a long time. That was one incident of many that you guys got to see. Things like this happened almost on a daily basis in Iraq. It may not have been an Apache. It could have been a Bradley. I saw a Bradley fire on a van load of children, nothing more than children, and watched the Iraqi police pull bodies out, pieces of children, and the whole time they're looking at us, shaking their heads. And, you know, it's again, that was one incident. But you guys can see from that one incident that we shouldn't be there.
Shouldn't be there 18 years later. Now Iraq has a green zone around it, just like Washington, D.C. has. You see any parallels here? Hey, the phone lines are open here if you want to get one or two calls in here, because I need some fill time for the bottom of the hour before my next video here. So you're welcome to call in. Anyway, now moving on to that, after dehumanizing the people of Iraq, we have the other collateral murder, which right now is a PR propaganda scheme being used by the are actually used against the people of the world. And this is by Big Pharma, the government, and those, of course, in the media, who are making promises that All will return to normal if we just had the vaccine. Imagine that. And of course, what's the U.S. doing in Iraq? What's the U.S. doing in Syria? What did the U.S. destroy Libya for? Oil? Theft of gold? They were a threat to America, right? More and more people are waking up to what the so-called mRNA is in the vaccine and what it means, the side effects and co-related deaths from those who die just after receiving either the first jab or the second jab, as well as the fact that it's an experimental gene therapy, which is intended to change forever our own immune system, also nicknamed COVIDs, because people are losing their immune system and getting AIDS. I have a clip from Richie Allen's show coming up here, but because of my timing here, I won't be able to run it here because it's almost 9 minutes long. But it's a very interesting clip here, which shows how the governments entrusted to protect the rights of the people aren't doing that. It's more for corporations. Then, of course, the censorship to speaking out about our medical rights is outlined from the Nuremberg Code, to where many, like the Jews of World War II, who were experimented on, would also repeat the saying of never again. The Me Too movement, which is good for a woman who wants to say, my body, my choice, when they apply that to abortion, taking of lives. But people today are being blackmailed into working, enjoying one's freedoms or liberty without having to take an experimental vaccine. And that isn't the vaccine to do so. Not to exclude the whole COVID deal is a total lie and just another version of the flu. We'll hear that later tonight. James in Vancouver. Good evening, James.
Yes, good evening and great show. Now, the question is when are they going to start using those Apaches on us? You know what I mean?
Well, remember, Obama authorized the use of military force on U.S. citizens and also the, I forget the guy's name, but also his 16-year-old son, you know.
Yep. That's, see, this is, it's all coming back home. And
you caught on.
Well, yeah, I have for quite some time, but look at, those people are ordered to do that shooting. They're ordered to do that because those weapons, people want to know the efficacy of their weapons. It's a ridiculous reason, right?
Yeah, I got a friend who's a ham who served over in Kosovo, and he handed me one of these depleted uranium shells. I have it downstairs on the shelf there. It's about 4.5 inches long. It's about 3/4 inch thick. And you know what those things do when they enter into a building or pop around the side of a vehicle and stuff, you know?
And then people are there's people in the military industrial complex keeping scorecards on the efficacy of these weapons, you see? So yep. They're using those people as guinea pigs, but I believe they're going to try to use it on us. Because this rhetoric go ahead.
I have a belief in that too, James. Remember, we are living under tyranny now.
Yeah. Yep. And they got some kind of pretext or some ridiculous excuse, and it all goes back 9-1-1 and even back to the JFK assassination. Just rationalize it. Yeah, well, he was killed by a communist. Okay, let's keep the country going. Then something else happens. Well, we'll keep the country going. See? Well, people are going to find out sooner or later.
Yeah, anyway, like Pastor Wright said, you know, America's chickens will come home to roost, and they're coming home, and they're crowing now.
Well, anyway, good program, and appreciate it.
Thanks. All right.
Kindly. We'll talk
again. Thanks for calling in, James. Yeah, thanks for calling in, okay? Right. Patty in Missouri.
They're Granny. Coming after. Yeah, you there?
There you go, Granny. I hear you, Granny.
Well,
go ahead.
Y'all should look up Operation Choke Point, the communist method of shutting down conservatives. I just posted a link in Chitango in the chat room from the Federalist. Y'all should read it.
Okay.
The thing is we're not liberal enough, and anything that goes against what's pushed on CNN will be labeled as fraud, and the fraud laws will be enforced to put everybody out of business or do the damage they can. I'm even looking forward to them. They will probably shut down our Social Security too, you know, because we're not liberal enough.
Right.
And you know, this is one of their cornerstones of genocide, starvation. Remember the Holodomor? Well, that's what they're going to try that here. Because it's definitely a communist, a Bolshevik, Marxist, socialist, communist takeover of the United States. See, Obama was taxed. The CIA, Obama was taxed with destroying the country. And he failed. Okay?
Yep.
So, Hillary was supposed to follow him. She lost. That's why they went back shit crazy. You know, their heads started exploding. And now, since Trump's out, and now that they have just stuck Biden in there, who has the mental acuity of a cucumber, and they knew that, and they did it anyway, because, and here's the kicker. So Obama can use the Biden administration to finish destroying this country. That's what I see happening.
Yeah, that's why, you know, although I don't support Trump, I will say one thing. He was anti-globalist, and this is the problem. I have studied the CIA for a decade. Well, not me, but I have watched their work for decades. And the destruction of borders, tribes, all this stuff is to remove the nation state, nationalism, pride of one's country, their culture, all this stuff like that, to fit them into this new world order.
That's sustainable United Nations Agenda 21, 2030, Sustainable Development Equity. In other words, they're going to take money from countries, industrialized countries like the U.S. and other countries, and they're going to give it to the poor countries because they want to make the whole damn world equally poor while these globalist vermin pocket money like you wouldn't believe. Well, look what they've already been doing.
Right.
They're grabbing everything they can get their hands on.
That World Bank report, which said that they were going to take, I think it was like 15% of the GDP of all countries for the so-called climate change and fighting disease and stuff. But out of that 50-some pages, they never once admitted that any of these wars and stuff caused the disease, famine and stuff like that. It was all man-made, you know, like you and I was causing it, not the governments.
Well, did you see that article about Afghanistan? I think it was that Kagan article that you DM'd, put in DM.
Right.
How, you know, Afghanistan, this didn't cost very much money. And people that say they want to want the troops out of Afghanistan are intolerant.
Yep. That's Robert Keegan. He's the one, and like I said, I'm going to have Dave on the show next week here, but he's the husband of Dum-Dum.
Vicky.
What's her name? Vicky Newland.
Vicky and, Newland. Well, her real name is Victoria Noodleman.
Yeah. But again, like you said, though, he says Americans opposing forever wars is an example of their intolerance. I mean, what, bombing people to death? Anyway, I got a break coming up here, so anything else?
No, I'll let you go.
All right, my best to you. Love you, okay, Patty? Stay tuned. You'll be right back. All right, yeah, we'll be right back with Perception Management.
Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Well, my friends are gone and my hair is gray. I ache in the places where I used to play. And I'm crazy for love, but I'm not coming home. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm going to run late here, so I need to move along here. So anyway, hey, you know, this so-called flu has been really hard on the elderly. I even heard where they've vaccinated a 101-year-old person, an older lady there. I'm going, yeah, for what, you know? And, of course, those with pre-existing conditions are the ones that are medically suffering the most. And though with all the Karens out there, this might also apply to the mentally ill. Yes, like the days of shock and awe, we now have the terror alerts of new strains and variants that are allegedly mutating to cause more fear. The doubling of wearing face masks, social distancing, and again, the media is once who's lockstep with those in government. All this is being financed by the Federal Reserve, who soon will be the buyer and lender and will own everything so that by 2030, you'll own nothing and be happy. Yes, if we survive this mass culling by Bill Gates and his supporters, mixed with other agendas of no borders, sexual diversity, no morals, and enslavement to a system made by the elites and for the elites, we'll have a dystopian future, as highlighted by Klaus Schwab's Global Reset, that we truly will, all be in this together. And by the time those in the media wake up to the lies that they helped spread, it will be even too late for them. The CIA, of course, calls that blowback. And I have a short little video here I wanted to play for you. This is how stupid people are. Listen to this stupid thing.
The caring people over at the UN Security Council have chaired an online meeting with UK Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab.
Good afternoon.
Asking for ceasefires in conflict zones so people can be vaccinated against the coronavirus. Saying, wait for it, the world has a moral duty to act. Yeah, the UK Foreign Secretary.
I thank the United Kingdom for organizing this meeting and for reinforcing my call for a global ceasefire.
Raab wants areas in Somalia, Sudan and Yemen to drop arms, have a cup of tea while the doctors swoop in, jab the locals and swoop back out again because...
Global vaccination coverage is essential to beating coronavirus.
I tell you what, Dom, it'll get the world's transport moving again quicker too. You can get back to sending all those British-made bombs and missiles to Saudi Arabia.
Do you understand this? You're administering a vaccine to save lives, and then you're going to bomb them to death. You can't make this stuff up. Or can you? Come on, start, man. I had a video set up here. Where'd it go?
I have a PhD there. In virology and immunology. I'm a clinical lab scientist and have tested 1,500 supposed positive COVID-19 samples collected here in Southern California. When my lab team and I did the testing through Koch's postulates and observation under a scanning electron microscope, we found no COVID in any of the 1,500 samples. What we found was that all of the 1,500 samples were mostly influenza A and some were influenza B, but not a single case of COVID. And we did not use the BSPCR test, polymerase chain reaction test. Celia Farber does wonderful journalism on the topic. I did videos on this channel for that. We then sent the remainder of the samples to Stanford, Cornell, and a few of the University of California labs, and they found the same results as we did. No COVID. They found influenza A and B. All of us then spoke to the CDC and asked for viable samples of COVID, which CDC said they could not provide as they did not have any samples.
What does that tell you? Did not have any samples. Now, I'm going to jump forward here because I'm running out of time here, but this here's an interview of Dolores Cahill with Richie Allen, and I love Richie Allen shows. I love to hear anything across the pond there. So listen to this video here. I won't be able to play all of it here, but this is quite interesting as far as what government's entrusted to and what they're actually doing.
Right, we'll get rid of REM there, and I think we've
in the censorship.
With Professor Dolores Cahill. The gremlins, Dolores, the gremlins.
The gremlins. I don't know what happened there, Richie.
Ah, sure, look, these things. Every now and then when somebody like you with your credentials is saying something important, it drops out. I'm not saying anything.
It's the same as me, Richie, on this end. Sometimes my internet is fine, and then when you're in certain talks, calls or whatever,
Mischief.
I was just mentioning the petition of Dr. Wodarg and Dr. Yeadon, where they, as eminent people who've worked in the pharmaceutical industry and eminent people, have said that the harm-benefit analysis really of the vaccine rollout for the COVID-19 is disproportionate and that they have a petition to the European Medicines Agency to stop the rollout of these injections.
What do you think of that? The possibility that they might get somewhere with that?
Yeah, I think they have had thousands. So they filed an application on the 1st of December 2020 with the European Medicines Agency responsible for the drug approval for the immediate suspension of all SARS-CoV-2 vaccine studies. And they say, in particular, the Pfizer study on BNT162b. And they then give a list of why it's disproportionate and that the adverse events rate are potentially too high. And, you know, I came out and said this in May 2020 about what I was calling viral interference or this ADE. You know, where it actually enhances an autoimmune disease. And, you know, it's kind of sad, but 9 months later, that's one of the reasons why they're saying that these vaccines should be suspended. Part of the reason why I came out so strongly in May 2020 with the publications was I knew what the rollout would happen, that they would potentially skip the animal studies and the safety studies, use the false declaration of the SARS-CoV-2 pandemic, not provide Nobel Prize-winning effective preventions and treatments, instigate measures, you know, perpetuate measures like the lockdown, quarantining, mask, social distancing, entirely unnecessary, and then say that the solution would be mRNA gene therapy, which would have huge adverse events, including enhancing autoimmune disease, that would cause adverse events in the days, hours, days and weeks. But the huge adverse events with this ADE enhancing of the autoimmune disease, making people more sick because of the mRNA intervention, will only happen in the months and maybe a year or two. And actually, Dr. Sherry Tempany in that interview in the last week or so has confirmed exactly what I was saying. You know, I think for me, it's a burden, of course, that I haven't been able to stop it. And it was one of the reasons that I was very honored with Dr. Mohammed Adil and Dr. Zach Cox to set up the World Doctors Alliance to provide a platform for people speaking out, and also the World Freedom Alliance, because we're trying to as well reduce the fear by helping people take legal actions and support them around the world, potentially for people to become engaged in setting up political parties so that even in the months and years ahead that we can actually stop our elected politicians not looking at the adverse event databases and looking at the information from the clinical trials and not supporting media organizations like the BBC and even not challenging the regulator like Ofcom to allow a balanced debate where actually that doctor could have been in a discussion with some of us to actually for him to justify the statements, and that we, a lot of us, have put a lot of publications and information out there to support our statements.
Good
and
stuff.
As Dr. Vernon Coleman as well, of course, in all his books and on his various videos and his website.
Yeah, I can't fault any of you. You know, I've known Sherry Tempany for years and years.
And she's amazing.
A great lady, and as are you. And I say that, I'm supposed to be objective here. I say that because as a journalist, it's great for me to go to the websites and to see the references, the notations, and the almost like the glossary. That's very important. So I'm very comfortable then in doing these interviews. And when you're not on the program, I'm very comfortable referencing something that you've said because I know that you can back it up. It's hugely important. We've got about 12 minutes left, really, about 11 minutes left today. So I want you to, if you don't mind, take off that scientific mortarboard and put it to one side. And let's talk to Dolores Cahill, the woman who, you know, who's got opinions politically and geopolitically. And you've just touched on it anyway. This is tyranny, this. I'm stunned, as somebody who's been a journalist for over 20 years, that they're talking about me needing to. And this is no joke. They're doing this in Israel today. The Israeli health minister, Edelstein, has said, look, if you're not with us, you're against us. If you don't have the, and he pretty much said that, if you don't have the vaccine,
we're
you don't
here
get
to
socialise. Our government is doing the cowards thing here in the UK and it's saying, well, the private sector is going to do it. And we know today that cinemas and theatres in this country are in discussion with a company that was financed by the British government to produce a vaccine passport. Cinemas and theatres are saying, yes, we like the idea that you have to prove you're vaccinated to get in. So leave a brilliant explanation of everything so far. Put the scientist hat to one side. What are we going to do about this? This is crazy stuff.
Yes, it is. And I suppose partly why I've been studying for over 10 years around inalienable rights, you know, which is around the natural law, universal law, right? And even though it might seem a bit strange, is that how do we as a society push back against a government that says you cannot travel, you cannot work, you cannot participate in society, right? And so really, sadly, in a way, the structures of our government, which is the elected politicians, the civil service, the courts and the police, are actually engaging in bringing in acts and regulations that are unlawful. And so you have to then go, well, what is the basis, the rule of law in our societies? And the lawful basis that we interact as a society and in our nation is that we have these inalienable rights that are higher than any government, which is freedom to travel, bodily integrity, you know, right to privacy, access to justice. And what...
All right, she goes on and she kind of repeats herself a little bit like that, but the full interview is on RitchieAllen, .co.uk, I think it is. But anyway, it's a very good interview like that, but she highlights more of the in-depth studies and stuff that her and her colleagues have been doing, which shows a total fallacy of this entire thing here. I have time for another caller here if someone wants to call in. What's important is that line that we are all in this together, and that's why you as Americans should sit there and start calling your representatives and telling them exactly what you think. And if you vote, tell them that you're not going to vote for them. This is global tyranny. And sadly, it's like a doctor's office. Press one or press two, get an answering machine and stuff like that. But I would just lay it out, you know, hey, you know, this is blank blank over here and blank blank, and I'm sick and tired of this stuff, you know, and cite the actual literature that's out there, which proves they're wrong. I have the one that that shows that it's in violation of the Federal Trade Commission and all that stuff because it's being sold as a vaccine to cure, and it doesn't cure, and it's not a vaccine, as well as people that do get vaccinated are still coming down with COVID, as well as AIDS and other things like that. So you as a constituent out there should let your people know that in your local area there. There's a reason why this government is gearing up again to go after the guns. And Joe Biden, or his so-called lap dogs that he has running the system for him, they're getting more and more to go after the NRA and everyone else. Again, we're all domestic terrorists and stuff. But it's sad that people would sit there and allow this not only to happen to their country, but see, this is what has happened to other countries. Okay. My buddy Michael couldn't get online tonight because he's driving. But anyway, so, you know, one thing that was highlighted by Bill Cooper or William Cooper was that since they're going after guns, the important thing was to join a militia because they are recognized by the Constitution. And we know that the governments, the feds, hate militias, and they've always tried to infiltrate them and stuff. And again, this is just for a peaceful means that you're there to protect your country. Why would you send U.S. boys thousands of miles away to destroy other countries when you see that blowback coming right back home now? And this is really sad to sit here and watch a country. Especially, you know, as a matter of fact, I was watching some 1970s commercials, and boy, has this country changed. I mean, has it changed? I watch a lot of these dangerous roads videos on YouTube there, and what's interesting about those is as they go along with their dialogue, they explain why these, say, blacks over in Africa are having to dig for opals or something like that and make 0.50 euros a day digging 60 feet below the earth and whatever like that, going through roads that are total mud and everything like that. And the same thing with Myanmar, Burma, Taiwan, Venezuela, Argentina, all these road stuff. It's to extract the riches from the land, and the people doing it are the poor peasants that have probably had their land stolen. They can't make any money. Matter of fact, in Peru, there's a wall just like they have over there between, excuse me, I was almost going to laugh there. There's a wall over there that has, that's worse than that in Palestine. And the people in Peru sit there on the other side, the rich side, and they can look at the desperation of those that have no running water, no power, and they have to walk for miles to get their water. And I mean, I care about people, and when you look at the despair of people around the world of how they're eking out a living just to make these rich multinational corporations, who it seems like they love to cut down forests to plant their palm oil trees. Those are in candy bars and stuff like that, you know. But this is what happens around the world, and it's the elite that are controlling everything with these big multinational corporations backed by these big, huge banks and central banks. They're the ones that want total control. And what do you do? Well, you can sit there and do nothing, or you can sit there and become a voice. And I always carry something on my electronics to show people. We'll be right back here.
All I want is what I had with you. What I just can't find with someone. Tried other loves, but they won't do. All I want is what I had with you. Looking back.
Number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Scene was a small roadside cafe. The waitress was sweeping the floor. Two truck drivers drinking their coffee. Two oaky kids by the door. How much are them candies, they asked her. How much have you got, she replied. We've only a penny between us. Them's two for a penny, she lied. And the daylight grew heavy.
Welcome back, everyone.
With thunder.
You're listening to Keith Rogers here on Perception Management on RBN. Getting to the close of the show here. You know, I had a chat with an employee, I'll just call it, at the hospital here. I had a CT scan on my back and an x-ray on my hip. I've got arthritis in my hip now, too. Anyway, I was talking to this party, and the party mentioned that I had lowered my mask some to breathe. And the party said that, yeah, we all know this is a hoax. And thankfully, I had my handy-dandy cell phone with my SD card and all my videos transferred or tethered over to there. And I showed that party a couple of videos, and that party was shocked. It shows the extent of this. Yet remember, this is no different than watching this country for decades here getting destroyed by these same politicians. If you're old enough as old as I am like that, you can see how this country's been winding down. The factories are gone. Everything's gone. Jobs are gone. And the only ones making out is the big ones with the stock market, where the worse it gets, another million or so unemployed, the stock market surges to all new highs. You might watch that Money GPS or Craig Manarino there on YouTube and see the state of our real economy here. I'm figuring there'll probably be one more stimulus check before they actually crash the system, which will indeed prove that all the preppers right here were right. But that's... okay. Anyway, so, but like I say, what do you do? I mean, when you keep hearing about these like politicians like Nancy Pelosi and others that have been in there for decades, what have they done for the country? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. All they care about is their corporate buddies. You know, those are the ones that say, you know, you have to vote this way, and if you don't, we're going to pull 50,000 jobs out of your city or out of your state. And you're going to have a wake of foreclosures and whatever like that, bankruptcies, whatever. And so the politician gives in because they care more about what the corporations say. And a lot of those corporations, you can look at state by state of like arms manufacturers and stuff like that and see where the actual money is going into the state. And, of course, Americans don't want to give up their SUVs and boats and RVs. They don't want to infringe on their lifestyle. And it's time that people develop a conscience. And even if it takes a loss, but thank you, Gator. But even if they have to take a loss, I know a lot of people that have refused the so-called vaccine, and they says, I'm not going to get it, even if it costs me my job, which, again, is extortion. But is this what it comes down to? It's a sad world to sit there and watch them pull this. And all it's for is to cover for the 2008 financial fraud, which then came the QE1, QE2, QE3, QE4, and now QE to infinity, $24 trillion in debt, and they're just writing another $1.9 trillion, and there'll be more for the corporations, of course. Got to keep those afloat, you know. Yes, and as Gator says, it's not a vaccine. It's a gene therapy thing. Anyway, that's the end of the show here. Robert Revolt's up next. Please tune in to him, and we'll catch you next Sunday if we haven't been exterminated by then, okay? And have a good evening. Thank Kenneth in the chat room and those listeners out there. Help support RBN if you can. Thank you.
All my life I've been so lonesome. If happiness came, I missed the call. All my dreams had been so aimless, and now I'm so tired of it all. In life and
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.